100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Come in, come in, come in. Grab your favorite beverage and let's dive in. So this is the Vibe Lounge. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And what is your expectation right now? Are you in a mode of complaint? Or are you focused on what you want? So let's just get you straight into alignment right now by simply asking yourself, what do I want? Okay, because what you focus on, you attract. What you focus on, you feel, and what you feel is what you attract. Today, it's a beautiful day in London. It's the 23rd of the 9th. And I just want to talk today about a subject which I guess is not really often spoken about, and it's concerning women who keep dating married men. Now, this is not about judgment. I don't believe in judgment. I just want us to look at the reasons why this can happen and what the psyche is behind it. So we've probably seen it all. You know, we've had the girlfriend, the best girlfriend who confides in us. Or maybe you yourself are in that situation right now. And that person, when you look at that individual or when you look at yourself, you see yourself as maybe a successful owner of a business. Maybe you're highly entrepreneurial. You're that strong, independent woman. You know, you're attractive. You're intelligent. You are confident. You've got a lot going on for you. And maybe your best friend looks at you and says, but you've got so much going on. Why is it that you keep attracting married men? And, you know, it's a question that you do ask yourself, you know, that in fact we can ask ourselves, what would drive a successful, intelligent, beautiful woman to start and continue a relationship with a man for sometimes going on up to 5 years? And so when we look at these type of relationships, the common denominator of all of these relationships is that it all starts with passion. You see, when a married man courts a woman, it's very different from a guy who's unattached, who's single, who courts a beautiful woman. The difference is that the man has to impress upon the woman that he loves her, whereas he strongly desires her. He has to prove it more so than the man who's single, who would probably play more games, more cat and mouse games. So if you're, as a woman, you're quite in need of, I would say, a shortcut, or feeling a bit deficient when it comes to emotional attachment, or that emotional need being filled, it's more quick to have that met by a married man. So when you think about it, a married man, he courts a woman, and she's actually taken a really big risk. He takes that risk that he wants her very much, and his time with her, whether it's, you know, coffee dates, it's dinner, time spent in bed, or it's texting, and all done in secret, it reveals a commitment much deeper than the single man that she has been with. To her, it reveals a commitment much deeper. And so the single men, they may just date, you know, they just make a date. They don't have to engage in, these clandestine plans, these secretive plans. and think of elaborate excuses as to why they have to, why they're not where they are, you know, where, why they've actually broken their pattern. And when a lot of men have been, you know, interviewed, and most single men confess that they're initially very careful not to appear too interested, on the reverse for these men that are married, and when they're interviewed, it's the other way around. Okay, they have to appear interested, or else for the woman, what is the point? Yeah, what's the point? So they have to find themselves, they have to find themselves in a space, and this is referring to the woman, where she's part of a clandestine, secretive scenario. So by comparison, the married man's job in obtaining and keeping the attention of the single woman is to reveal his desire. So you can see the contrast there. Because if she doesn't know how he feels with his demeanor, with his eyes, with his voice, with the way that he speaks to her, the way that he touches her. And I'm not talking about necessarily sexual touches. I'm talking about, it could just be his hand against her back, her shoulder, maybe just his arm around her waist in public. How is she going to know that she's desired by him? And why would she want to continue a relationship with him? Yeah, like, why would she stay with him if he doesn't continue to work that magic on her, which feels very much like an illusion. It's an intimacy that they share in secret, and it can be especially mesmerizing, yeah, enchanting. So a woman in that situation could perceive it as his commitment or his investment in the relationship. You know, I always say that for a man to become emotionally attached to you, he needs to invest his time, effort, and money in her. In this case, the single woman looks at that kind of behavior from him because he's sacrificing or taking a great risk from, you know, the relationship that he's in, from his wife, that is his investment in their relationship. So to her, it may feel like something that's quite precious, something to be guarded and something to be protected and even nurtured. So that's how it starts off. Okay, that's how it starts off. But then at some point, common sense starts to kick in. Okay, as the passion starts to fade away a little bit. Yes, they're emotionally entangled. You know, the friends that she has told will actually remind her, look, remember, this guy is married. Yeah. You know, he's still with his wife. Especially when she experiences like honeymoons, or not, how when I say honeymoons, oh, what's that day? Valentine's Day. Relationship coach, I'm forgetting Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day or Christmas, or, you know, significant days in the year, because he has to be elsewhere. Then the illusion begins to break down. The illusion starts to break down, this mesmerizing, enchanting kind of vibe that they're experiencing. And so as she begins to emerge from this kind of dreamy state that he's put her in, she'll either go in a couple of directions, one or two directions. So one of those directions is bye-bye, it's over, obviously. Or it goes on. So let's look at her mindset in this scenario. So when a man roams from his home, in her mind she's thinking that he's probably not happy at home. Okay, because then think about it, why would he be with her? Yeah, there's something obviously that he's lacking that she's providing, and that's why he's with her. Now this is the mindset of the woman in this situation. And logically speaking, when she thinks about it, divorce rates are really high. Okay, it's just above 50% for men. And maybe she's in with a chance. Okay. You have some women who have absolutely no intention of breaking up the marriage. It just works perfectly for them. They're quite satisfied with that. When I say quite satisfied, they're comfortable with their strong, independent lifestyle. And perhaps their mindset is that this kind of person is not going to hold them down. Okay. For some women who aren't attached, but may be willing to engage with men who are, these well-known facts are enough to keep the dream alive. The dream of winning Mr. Right away from his wife, even if it means taking that emotional risk. And so we have this very, how can I put it, tentative, precarious situation, because it's not based on solid ground. It's founded on sand, isn't it? Now let's just think a moment about the behavior of the men who cheat before they decide to deepen this risk with this affair that they're having. So the vast majority of men report that their reason for cheating was primarily sex. They put their hands up, they own it. It was for sex. And you have to think about it. Men look on sex differently from women. Women, as we have sex with men, we become more bonded to that person. We secrete oxytocin in our system, the same hormone that is used for bonding when we nurse babies. And so we become attached to men through sex. Men who were created to procreate can have sex and walk away. Okay, so for a lot of men, the vast majority of men report that their reason for cheating was primarily sex. Okay, it's a fact. And only a small amount of men who stray end up falling in love with their affair partner, with their affair partners. Okay, it's not the rule. It is not the rule. Okay. And so most men who cheat report that they do so with multiple partners across many years. Now, in comparison to married men who cheat, the majority of women who enter into affairs with married men report that they do so because they are in love or fallen in love with him. There's nothing to do with sex. And so for this strong, independent woman, there may be a huge disconnect between what she's thinking and what this man is thinking. What this man she thinks is the man of her dreams is thinking completely different. So most women who begin a relationship with a married man are simply looking for a partner in someone else's domain. And like I said, this is not about judgment. It really isn't about judgment here, because one may call it morally or ethically wrong. It just depends on who you ask. Some people don't believe in monogamy, but I guess it's the clandestineness, if there's such a word of it, that they would deem it as it may be morally or ethically wrong, because it's a breach of trust. But like I said, this is not about judgment. It's simply about us understanding our natural tendencies and the origin of why a person would opt for this type of relationship. So if a strong, independent woman like this, if she digs deep into, information in this world and the statistics and the facts and the self-help guides, and she could actually potentially save herself a lot of emotional heartache. Okay, and she just may just save herself before he ends the relationship, because according to infidelity studies, this happens around year 3 or 4. It could be that his conscience pricks him and he just can't bear to look into her eyes anymore and lie, knowing that she loves him. Or maybe it's that the wife starts to kind of think, hold on a minute, there's something about his pattern. Women were very intuitive. She begins to start to suspect something. Or maybe he's just bored, you know. Maybe it's just his eyes are now on someone else. But it just seems as if around year 4 seems to be that mark for when he will actually end the relationship. Now, whether this type of woman, okay, when I say this type of woman, again, no judgment, she finds herself in this situation. Has she known the facts before? Would she step into this type of scenario where her heart is destined to be broken based on the facts? Because broken relationships lead to broken hearts, don't they? However, some data point to the possibility that a broken heart after ending it with a married person can be much more difficult to heal than a broken heart after a more traditional relationship. Now, why is that? Well, think about it. She may feel like more than a loser because he did not win over someone who didn't win her over. Okay, she feels like a double loser because of where she began. You know, she already felt like she was on the back foot because she wasn't getting all that she could as being the main person in his life, and then to then have that person end with her, it feels like a double hurt, if that makes sense. And cheaters who end relationships tend not to be the most sensitive of partners, because especially if their wife is suspecting them, their priority is to fix their home life because they don't want to destroy it. So once they find that they're being caught, all of a sudden the woman that they're having an affair with becomes a nuisance to them. And so therefore they don't end that relationship in the most sensitive of ways. They just want to get away from it as much as possible. Also, they may feel that the reasons for ending it should be obvious to their partner, and that, you know, it's the case of, well, you know, we're both adults, we both knew what we were getting into, we both knew that we were having this affair, that it would be for a short time, you know, just be a big girl about it. You know, as women, we are sensitive creatures, we have hearts, we have emotions, and so this road is a dead end road. You know, like I said, it's not a rule. that this type of relationship is going to work out. It's only a small percentage. And so when you get that kind of response, you know, look, you knew what you were getting into. What you then find is that there's no more calls, or the person stops emailing, or they stop texting. And of course, you've got the social media aspect of it as well. And if it's something that's happening in the workplace, you can imagine the fallout of the vibe in an environment like that. So also as well, because her support system or her clandestine secretive relationship was in secret, then she's hurting in public, but she has to hide it. You know, she has to put on that front. She has to put on that mask. And no one really knows, except for that very close friend, how deeply she's hurting inside. So it's almost like that. It's like a double whammy of hurt. So this is a terrible situation to be in. It's very painful. Very painful. You know, because, you know, when you think about it, through whether it's through shame or maybe a desire, actually, yes, a desire to protect the cheater. Because you don't want him to be hurt in the relationship. You're protecting him or yourself as well. It's often true that no one knows of this relationship, like I mentioned. And, you know, the best friend or those in a close circle are all only the ones that know about it. And so victims of broken relationships with married men can often feel really isolated with little emotional support to help them heal. So can you picture that? It's like a wounded animal having to just nurse their wounds all by themselves. So how do these women avoid this type of injury from such a relationship? Well, as is true with most things in life, knowledge is power, and that's what I'm giving you here today. This is knowledge that you can use, because they say that prevention is better than cure. Okay, funny enough, I was watching a program last night where this woman was approached by this man in her gym, and she took a liking to him and he took a liking to her. And he picked her up, took her for a date. The dad just happened to be there, saw the guy. The dad went out later on and saw this same guy with another woman who he could see from their body language. It was his wife that had picked up his daughter earlier. And so when you look at situations like that, it's like, I remember the comment that the daughter made when the father told her, and at the time when she was, you know, sat in a restaurant when her dad told her the news, said, listen, last night, this is what I saw. The guy happened to come into the restaurant at that time and said, you know, I'm really sorry about yesterday. I'm divorcing my wife. You know, we're actually separating. And she turned around to him and she said, look, I'm not interested. I don't want to be, what was the expression she used? I don't want to be a side salad on your plate. And I thought that was a really interesting expression, because that is how it feels, doesn't it? It's like being a side salad on a man's plate. Yeah, he's eaten his full meal. You're not privy to that world, and you're just a side dish that he dips into now and again, but he has his main meal. And so maybe having that image, like I said, prevention is better than cure, will give you an indication of, if you're about to enter into this type of relationship, maybe this message is for someone right now who's actually considering it, that it's not an easy road. Yes, it starts off with passion, but at some point it declines, because you will get emotionally involved with this person. Okay, the future of this type of relationship is clear. Yes, there's a small percentage, okay, but like I said, don't look at that as the rule. So knowledge is power, okay? So if you're a listener and you're considering a relationship with a married man, I would advise you to listen to this podcast again. Do your research, reread it. And I know what it is. It's like when you've got the heart, when the heart is ruling the head. Because you already know this, right? You already know. And I would say, think very, very carefully before you proceed. You know, life is short. And like the lady in the program said, plenty more unmarried men in the sea. Okay? Plenty more fish in the sea. Plenty more unmarried men in the sea. Life is short. So time may be better spent on a man who's looking for something more than just a loveless sexual relationship with you. Or in fact, not just you, but with multiple partners over several years. I think that that single guy might be a safer risk, even if he's just pretending to be not that interested initially, because then you've got that slow build up. So remember, you're a queen, okay, and you deserve the best. And you know, one of the things as well, just thinking about it, one of the reasons that women attract married men in their life, I remember I had one client, was because she attracted these men because they were emotionally unavailable to her, because that's what she'd known all of her life, and that's because of the relationship that she had with her dad. Okay, even though he was present in her life, he was emotionally unavailable to her, so therefore she was so
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.